Boys and girls, I want to point out a verse in this psalm for you that we read, Psalm 38. It is the verse 4. David here is telling us that he's a great sinner. He's telling us how he feels about his sins and what his sins are to him. And he says in verse 4, "Mine iniquities are gone over mine head. They're overflowing me," he says. That's how David feels about his sins. He doesn't love them, you know, anymore. He doesn't look upon sin as something enjoyable. He doesn't think sin is sweet. He doesn't think sin is something that helps you to get on in life and furthers you. He doesn't see any pleasure in it anymore. This is how he sees sin. And this is how all people will eventually see sin. As a thing that goes over their head. They enjoy it in the shallows. They paddle about in it. It seems to be pleasurable. It seems to be wonderful. It's nice. It's sweet. It's refreshing. It's like going into the river. And you're paddling and you're enjoying it. And then you feel your feet in the mud. And then your feet get deeper into the mud and you don't move as quickly. And then suddenly the river overflows. It overflows you. And you can't get back to safety because your feet are stuck in the mud and it's rising, and with the flow you can't get out, and eventually it rises and rises and it overflows your head and the depths around you. That's how it feels for sinners near the end. It's not so sweet then. And that's how David sees it now. The waters are rising and he feels like he's drowning. Remember, as Ezra said, our iniquities are increased over our head, and our trespass is risen up onto the heavens. It's high and it goes over us. And so that's what happens. It will destroy you, young people. The Bible says sin, when it is finished, brings forth death. It drowns you. Remember how Paul said, "They that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition." You remember the wicked Egyptians? Oh, they thought it was sweet whenever they were going after the Israelites to destroy them and to ruin them. But then the floods came upon them. And the Bible says the depths covered them and they sank into the bottom like a stone. That's what sin does. It will drown you in destruction. And David feels that. And that's what you should feel about your sin as well. And you know, whenever the Lord opens your eyes and convicts you of sin and lets you see how great a sinner you are, that's what you do feel. You feel like you're drowning. You feel like you're going to destruction. You feel that you're going to hell. What did David do? What was his only hope? Well, you see, at the end of the psalm, what does it say there? Verses 21 and 22. "Forsake me not, O Lord. O my God, be not far from me. Make haste to help me, O Lord, my salvation." He called on to the Lord. Only the Lord. He couldn't get to the bank. Only the Lord can save him. Only the Lord can deliver him. And he says, "Lord, hurry. Make haste. Don't delay. Save me. You're the Lord of my salvation." He called upon the Lord. He trusted in the Savior for salvation. And that's your only hope, boys and girls, to trust in the Lord Jesus, to call upon him as your Savior, to look to him. You remember Jonah, he was in the depths. He went away down to the depths in the whale's belly. And he cried unto the Lord by reason of his affliction. "Unto the Lord. And the Lord heard me," he said. And he said, "Salvation is of the Lord. He delivered me." And how does the Lord deliver us? He delivers us through Jesus Christ, the work of Christ. Because the Lord Jesus takes away the flood. He takes away the sins. Remember John the Baptist said about the Savior, "Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin. The sin that goes over your head, the only one who takes it away is the Lord Jesus. So you have to look to Christ. He bore our iniquities away, the Bible says. So that's your only hope, boys and girls. Don't ever forget the Savior. Always have your trust in the Lord Jesus to take away all your sins.